So there you go. Guy Fieri. I like him. He was cool. You can always tell if somebody's
like
a dick.
Yeah, like I said, man, I see him on TV and I just go, man, he probably looked like the kind of guy throw a beer back and
yeah.
just
Why don't
cool,
you do a
man.
Show like this?
Oh, I'd die. And now you put me on the dead pit.
Because
if I could have asked him another question, I would have asked, how do you like stay at a decent weight?
Right.
But I, from
he
what
probably
I heard,
doesn't eat at all.
Right. He eats a couple of bites and then he's done. But some of the food they cook on there and the places he goes, I'm going, dude, I would be finished.
But how do you do that? How do you eat a couple bites of something that's so good and then go, yep, I'm not eating the rest?
That Adam Richman guy who used to do Man versus Food, he had to stop doing the show because it got so unhealthy for him because he'd go and he'd gorge and eat these giant meals and he'd have to sleep for the rest of the day.
I always said this should be a show, but if you did this show, it would literally last maybe two episodes. Man versus Drugs.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
I would do that.
That show would end after one episode.
I got to be honest with you. I don't do drugs, but I kind of want to. Right. Like, wouldn't it be great to do a heroin once just to see what the big deal is about?
As long as you don't have to shoot it.
Yeah. I'd have to go hardcore.
Of needles.
I don't want to do it in an abandoned house with a bunch of you know, wiry chicks staring
around. The craziest I've ever got, I mean, you know, I'm a weed smoker, but at one point, I was kind of hard on ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was so amazing. But then once you get acclimated to it, you're chasing a high that you'll never get again. So that's when I stopped.
When you do the ecstasy, do you have any, like, what's the worst? See, I don't want to throw up. I'm always worried about that.
No. Dude, the first time I did it and I had to piss.
Yeah.
It was the longest, most luxurious piss I'd ever taken. I mean, it felt like I was orgasming for four minutes.
Right. Is that why they're always drinking water?
Dude, if you'd have walked by my bathroom with the door closed, you'd have just heard, ooh, it was ridiculous.
Oh, I want to do it so bad. I really do.
But a drug that I had always been curious about that I would never do. And
let's do it tonight.
Done,
what is it?
Coke.
Coke?
Like, I wonder what that... But I've never done it, and I never would do it. I'm not endorsing it.
No, but you get it. I've been around too many people that do it, and it's kind of like, you know when your friend gets drunk and he's super annoying?
No.
It's like that. Well, when you're around people that they're coked up and you're not, you just want to go, stop. I want to mush them in the face.
Really?
Yeah, I've been at dinner with people who are coked up before, and I'm like, I want to kill this guy.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't want to be that annoying. Right. Super.
Well, see, when I've been around people that are tipsy or drunk, and you're not drunk, it's the same
thing.
It's
annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I get it. And then they get into love mode. I love you, dude.
I love you. Right.
Yeah. I just, John Travolta, when he did Pulp Fiction, he, in order to prepare to know what a heroin user was like, he talked to heroin users. They said it's like drinking a bunch of tequila and getting in a hot tub. So he did that to know what it felt like. And I thought, all right, I wouldn't mind. I love the hot tub, and I'll drink some tequila. So I wouldn't mind just doing heroin and sitting in my living room.
Is that all? I'm disappointed now. That's what heroin is?
Yeah, I guess. I can't see what makes you like get hooked on it. I keep trying to smoke pot and it just doesn't work for me.
But you've tried it though.
Yeah, I've tried it. I even got one of those vaporizer things.
Right, and it just didn't do nothing.
But I'm also afraid because Ralphie May was at my house last week and he left a giant package there.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid his will put elephants down. So I think that I don't think I want to move to that step.
He's still walking.
Barely.
Is he on the Deadpool?
I think he is.
I pick him.
he's a way better pick,
dude. I've always been curious about acid.
Because
when you hear stories about seeing pink elephants,
that'd be great.
I'm like, yo, that might be cool.
You know, Steve-O,
that would freak me out
from Jackass.
Yeah,
Steve-O said that the worst part about going sober was that he couldn't take acid anymore because he would talk to people. And he missed the conversation. That is horrible.
You
lost all your friends.
Right.
Yeah. Although that seeing weird stuff like that would. Right. I did it one time.
And is it like that?
No, it didn't. Because you kind of got to give in to it.
You
got
to take a lot of
scared.
It to really see stuff.
And I took a little. And I took it at Woodstock, the when they had the 90s.
Right.
And they had all this tapestry that was up on the stage. And they were like, try to stare at that. And I was like, all right, I'm looking at mushrooms and stuff and nothing. Then the winds came blowing in, and they had to take the tapestry down, and it was all these scaffolding poles that were up there. Well, then at some point, the scaffolding poles started going like this, and I went, oh, it's working now!
Right, it's working now!
But that was it. Then I went to see Fatboy Slim, and I had candy necklaces, and I'm like, let's do this!
Right.
And next thing you know, I just had candy all over me. I was like, I'm a bad drug user is what
it
is.
Right. Oh, wow.
It's good when you go camping and do a bunch of acid. That's because, you know, there's
I don't
want to
be nowhere in the woods not sober.
Well, you go with an RV, and you'll be set, you know?
Why be in the woods? Just stay in your apartment.
You can go outside.
Man, yeah.
I smoked pot with Bon Jovi one time because that was like kind of my first. How do I not say I'm going to do this?
Right.
Not nothing.
Really,
high Bon Jovi and me.
Yeah, sad. Yeah,
so, yeah. I'm just really starting to get to that age where I need less and less to make me happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just, you know, I try to keep it as simple as possible. And I take that back. One time I did do shrooms, and this is when I knew I couldn't go past weed. I used to own arcade games.
Yeah,
and I had two, Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam.
Yeah.
So at one point I had taken the shrooms and. Me and my brother were chilling, and an hour goes by, and I'm like, dude, I don't feel nothing. This ain't working. Yeah, whatever. So we played a game, and I'm Scottie Pippen from the Bulls, and I'm dribbling down the court, and as he's going down the court, he turned to me, looked at me, and went, dunk it now.
Oh, boy.
And I said, dude, I'm good. I turned the game off. I went upstairs. I got in fetal position in the bed, and I went to sleep.
That's what I want to do. We should do a whole show on acid.
The Black Crowes did that,
didn't they? They all had a big party, and they took acid, and they put midgets in there, and girls, fire breathers and stuff, and they shot a video like that.
Wow.
I would do that. If we can get Aries and a couple other celebrities to do that with us.
If I'm surrounded by a gang of people and I know acid. I'm safe, then I'll do it. But I've heard never do it by yourself.
No, don't look in the mirror either.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's face a bad melt? Idea. Well, it's not only a face melt, but then, because so acid changes the way you think a little bit. So, like, if you see a tree, instead of being like, oh, that's a tree, you're like, man, this tree is alive. So, when you look at your face, you're like, I'm alive. And then you start thinking about all the terrible things you did. And then your eyes start to droop down.
So, you have that, what was that movie with Pacino and Keanu Reeves?
Devil's Advocate.
Where the lady's in the dressing room and she sees
the devil appear
through the body.
See, that, I don't want
no
that.
Going
yeah,
back.
No, that would freak
I
me
just
out,
I just imagine
man.
A radio show with all of us on acid is going to be, hey, is this a cool sound? And just that for 4 hours.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Hilarious. Well, there was this lady artist who actually did do self-portraits going along like every hour on her LSD trip.
Uh-huh.
And you can just see the changes in how she feels about herself.
She feels purple and she feels sexy.
Purple.
That's funny. We used to.
Starting to get devilish. Oh, yeah. She lost her pupils.
Yeah.
Oh, she's purple lady now. Purple no pupil lady.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, she's on fire.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd bang
she's
that
turning
one.
Into Lady Gaga.
Yeah. She's sexy when she's all high. Man. That's so funny. All right, listen to me. Go see Ari Spears. She's going to be at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. He's a very funny guy. We didn't do one impression, and he does great impressions. What's the newest one that you do? Anybody new?
I don't know if there's anybody really.
I don't
even
care if you do it. I was just curious to see.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of mess around with Stallone and Jason Statham a little bit.
Statham? Yeah. Oh wait, you might have to do Jason. Yeah, you might have to do Jason Statham. Give me a little.
The joke is I talk about how. He's got the most intimidating voice in action.
Uh-huh.
And I go, everything he says sounds like the beginning of an ass whooping. So he can walk into an ice cream shop and be like, I want some ice cream. people like chocolate and vanilla, but I prefer strawberry. So it's
it's coming.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, go see Ari Spears. We learned a lot today. We learned that racism is still prevalent in America.
Yes.
We learned that he will let an old white lady who he knows is racist, make him chicken if she wanted to make him chicken.
Listen, here's the bottom line. Yeah. White people, I know you guys love your dogs. you kiss your dogs in the mouth.
Totally. Yeah.
Something we don't do. Mm. But just do that to Negroes. Next time you're walking down the street, you see a black person. Just
lick
go,
his face?
Hey, come here, nigga.
No, lick him
in the mouth.
Uh-uh. I dare you to do that tonight. Go to Ebor and try that tonight.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, just, you know.
Should you go up and do it, or should you do this?
Just don't even just let him see it coming. Grab him by the shoulders, a little rub on the head. Tell him you love him.
This has been a Black History Moment.
Absolutely, that's
Spears.
My contribution to Black History.
Oh my awesome. God, you're great.
Yes.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source,
3800 Ulmerton Road,
or online at goldendiamondsource.com.